This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us. And it feels good to be headed towards another weekend in football. The slide on the schedule is kind of weird when you have a Monday game instead of a Sunday game. But that means that today is the first day of like real practice.
Yeah, this is the Wednesday.
So we're getting some of that from the practice fields. Some of the notes: Christian Kirk, Braxton Berrios, both inactive. Week one, neither of them are practicing today, it doesn't seem like. Those guys have not been spotted at the practice field. So we might possibly be in for another week of Nico Collins and...
fill in the blank.
Xavier Hutchinson, yeah. Maybe Knoll, maybe Higgins, so on and so forth. Jake Andrews not at practice during the portion that was open to the media. And then Jalen Moult, obviously, that also opens some things up. What else did I see? Oh, Ed Ingram, who obviously he was dealing with the abdomen. He was out, and that caused the whole online shuffle that everybody in Houston seemed to love so much. He went through warm-up activities, and he was limited last week. So it's the same, similar to what it looked like prior for Ed Ingram before he was held out. We'll see if that means something
different.
And
Stingley looks fine.
Yes.
If you were wondering.
Thank you. Yeah, Stingley doesn't seem to have any limitations after he got folded up a little bit trying to tackle Devontae Adams. And who came in on the other side? Was that Henry Toto that laid a vicious hit?
Oh, yeah. It was kind of, yes. It was Toto.
Yeah. So that's some of what's happening with practice. Obviously, D'Amico and Ryans will talk after practice. So I imagine the boys of the drive will give you a little bit of an update of what he says. All right. But this is the question. And it's sports radio, but deal with it. This is sports radio 610. If you can only have one, all right, that's the caveat here.
Don't be greedy.
Don't be greedy. What is the one thing that the Texans need to do better in order to get a victory in week two versus Tampa?
Interesting. It should be an easy question, but it's not.
Why would it be an easy question? That's no fun.
Because they came in saying we're going to be a running team. And they
run the ball.
Yeah, they need to run the ball. It should be an easy...
execute.
Don't say that.
Would you like to hear what one Nicholas Casario said? By the way, do we know what Nick Casario's middle name is?
Nicholas, I'm gonna go by feel, like what it sounds like.
What
feels like a Nicholas Andrew.
Okay.
Nicholas Andrew Casario.
I feel right? like
I can see that.
I either want to go with... Nah, he seems
but
like
hold
he's
going
to be pretty...
That's an Italian last name, right? I mean, isn't he...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm going to change my answer.
Casario.
Peter or Paul.
I feel like you...
Nicholas Paul. I'm going to go Nicholas Paul.
Nicholas...
A lot of Pauls.
Nicholas Anthony.
Paulie!
I'm going with Tony.
Paulie!
Nicholas Anthony Casario is what I'm going with.
I like Anthony.
You rock with me?
Anthony fits too.
We're going to find it. I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to find out what his middle name is. But anyways, this was Nicholas. I'm going to call him Nicholas Anthony Casario, the general manager of the Texans.
I'm going to call him Nicholas Paul.
If there's one thing that the Texans must do to win on Monday, Nick, what is that?
We just have to play Houston Texan football and just play disciplined football and focus on the little things. I mean, when you go back and look at some of the plays, I mean, our, you know, if I was covering you man-to-man coverage and that was my assignment, my eyes are somewhere else,
right,
that leads to a big play. I mean, that's fixable. That's correctable. So the key is, as a player, don't try to do too much. Just do the things that you're coached to do. I think sometimes, especially on week one, you're so amped up, you're trying to do more than you really need to do. Just go out there and focus on your assignment, each play, and then at the end of the game, hopefully look up the scoreboard, and, you know, we've had more good plays than they have.
Thank you for that non-answer. As the 979
exactly
says,
what it was.
Nicholas Armando Casario from the 281. Nicholas Alize Casario.
All right, I
love what's happening here. Just give me more of this. But no, I mean, obviously he's like, hey, play clean football, play rather Texans football. I would like to throw out as a first thought, and mm-hmm. I think we should bandy about a few, and then we'll come back around and let's solidify our answer. Could it possibly be as simple as play clean football?
Well, look, I think that's the easy answer to play clean football, but it's also, you got to be more specific than that.
No, but when I say clean football, I think that is actually relatively specific as to say penalty-less football. Because if you don't have penalties, I still think this defense, obviously, we have a lot of confidence. In fact, that might have been the only real mm-hmm. place that we had a ton of confidence still in this Texans team where there are still some question marks. But also on the offensive side, they ran the ball decent. Didn't feel like you had any losses when you were running the football. Mm-hmm. I think the closest you had was the Woody Marks getting tripped up in the backfield because Ariante Ursary slips and does not get Young on the right side. So Young gets into the backfield, but everybody else is blocked up, and that should be a positive play that goes for zero. Other than that, even if they didn't bust off big plays mm-hmm. in the run game, it seemed like they were able to pick up 2-3, which falls in with stay on schedule. Give yourself, if you don't have penalties.
That is their manifesto. No negative plays.
So if you don't have penalties, you might be able to do that, have a great defense, and I know that that's not the explosive, we won't get the style points type of win that mm-hmm. way, I don't think, but I think that you could win a game if you just cut that out. Does that feel right?
No, that is definitely one of the answers, and we might have different answers here because I do think you're right. You know, as long as they don't have the negative plays, get rid of the penalties, the running game looks a whole lot different. By the way, I did two cursory searches because I had already heard that audio, so I didn't need to listen to it. I can't find his damn middle name.
We're going
to
get it.
Very frustrating.
Maybe it's Nicholas Tiberius Casario.
Maybe it's
Nick Amadeus Casario.
I'm going to change my answer. Nicholas John Carroll, as in university. Nicholas John Carroll Casario.
Or Nicholas Lindhurst.
Because he loves Casario, him from John Carroll.
Since he's from Lindhurst.
Okay, all right. You think his mama was just like, we true to this. We naming you after the city, Nick.
Yeah. Okay, so you're right. And that makes the running game a lot better. I'm going to still go with Nico Collins. Where they can get better. And if it's one thing I can hope for, it's how many targets did he have? Five?
He had, yes, 5 targets, 3 catches.
Give me 9, 10, 11.
Nine. All right, so let's set the number.
Yeah.
If John Lopez has somehow scripted this.
9.
9 what?
Targets.
How many? Oh, well, I'll say, yeah. How many catches would you like them to have?
9. No, I'm going to say 9. And that's low for a player of his caliber. You should get 10 or 11.
Yeah, I think that, okay. Yeah. So just give me 10 targets. Let's make it a nice round number mm-hmm. for the man wearing number 12. And then that is the one thing that you do to get the victory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Somebody said they used AI and there's no record of his middle name. Oh, wow. Okay.
Is this a mystery? Nicholas DeColdis.
Only for now. Nicholas DeColdis.
I'm going to change my answer again.
We got to find out what his
name is. Oh, it's going to happen.
Oh, we have
man.
To find out.
Look, I've been praising Pablo Torre.
Sean, yeah. Just text Nick Casario.
I've been praising Pablo Torre. This is where I'm going to become Pablo Torre. I will find that man's mm-hmm. middle name if it's the last
now,
thing
Now,
do
you
do.
Think it's a unique middle name or is it just generic as hell type
I think
of?
I think it's a Paul or an Anthony like you
Paul,
said.
Paul, Anthony, it Michael. Yeah.
It feels like it, but I also would love if it's one of those where he has one of those names that can go either way, like Nicholas Ashley, the 281, or Nicholas Stacy Casario, something like that. You know, mm-hmm. one of those names that could go either way would mm-hmm. be hilarious to me. Not that it'd be a bad thing, Nick. I'm not.
Do you think it's going to be a name that's in the Bible?
Oh, that's an interesting.
Like a Bible
again,
name.
You know, with given the Italian the history, influence,
yeah,
that's a possibility.
All right, so we're talking about the run game. Clearly, we talked about like kind of clean. Is there anything else that comes to mind for you that we can possibly throw up here as the single thing? If they could just do this thing, they will get a victory not changing anything else or not necessarily guaranteeing anything else.
Yes. And again, back to the offense, just that extra pad of the ball for CJ Stroud.
So you're falling right in. You want to see more passing from this team.
I absolutely do. And I get that just because D'Amico Ryan said we need to get Nick Chubb more carries, that doesn't necessarily immediately mean you're not going to have as many passes.
Can I play that for you, though? Yeah. Because I think we might have been somewhat misinterpreting what D'Amico says. So I want to hear from the proverbial horse's mouth. This is D'Amico Ryan's, obviously, on Texans All Access, talking about Nick Chubb and his role.
I think Chubb ran the ball really well. We tried to mix it up with the backs. Got Woody some touches. Damian, we're going to try to lean in with Chubb a little bit more. I think he deserves it. He's shown that he continued to get better as the game went on. You saw him running stronger, finishing plays in a physical manner. So we got to get him going a little bit more, right? And I think he can really help us. CJ did a nice job helping their rushing average by scrambling a little bit. Such a nice drive there before the 2 minute. I mean, during the 2 minute at half, he did a really nice job scrambling to put himself in position to get points there. So I think offensive line, just stay after it with our double teams, being a hat on a hat, that won't change. We're always want to get a hat on a hat in the run game and really emphasize our wide receivers getting in, blocking the support players, and that'll help our run game continue to thrive.
So, yeah, talking about the run game, he said he seemed to be like leaning more on Chubb, not necessarily more plays running generally, but maybe – the distribution.
Not taken away from C.J. Stroud's passing, taken away from other running backs.
Which I do wonder who
he
was thinking there. I do wonder who he was thinking there.
It was Damian Pierce. Had to be. You know, they had to have seen enough, but they do love the guy. So
we say that, but every time we want to do that, Damian Pierce still come up with something, don't he?
Who knows?
He leave with something. Mm-hmm. Nick Sonny Casario?
Sonny's not bad. That.
Nicholas Antoine Casario?
Nick and Liz, Dominique.
Ooh, Dominique's a Casario.
Nicholas Dominic.
Dominic. Oh, Dominic even better.
I like Dominic. Yeah.
Dominic's
yeah.
even better. All right, so how about this one? Somebody, and it seems obvious, to score touchdowns. But score touchdowns, not field goals, is the way I'll take that, because it's obvious if you just go, well, if you score the touchdown, then you win, right?
Yeah.
But I'll take you to this. The Texans, obviously, they had, let me see, 3, 5, 7, 9 possessions in this game. They punt from the 15-yard line, on their own 15-yard line, because that's a negative 5-yard possession. They punt from the L.A. – or they kick a field goal from the L.A. 33. Mm-hmm. They punt from their own 21. They get to the L.A. 27, kick a field goal. They get to the L.A. 35, kick a field goal. There's an interception on their own 37-yard line. There is a punt from the 50-yard line. They punt from the from their own 26, and they get the fumble from the Rams 25. Mm-hmm. That means there are 4 possessions that they end their possession in the LA on the LA side of the football from 35-yard in. Mm-hmm. And it feels like maybe I go, if you make it to the 30-yard line, you score a touchdown. That's at least 2 touchdowns there.
No, it is. I think that's finish the job, red zone, 7-3. It's all trite and cliche, but definitely makes a big influence, a big impact. I'm going to go back to just in general. You touched on it. They got the one huge turnover at the end of the game that gave them a chance to maybe get their own before Ogunbowale had his own turnover. But I'd like to see some more of that. That's what we thought was going to be a heavy dose of this team turning games with turnovers. You want to get better at something? Do what we saw all last year in the preseason. Get a pick. You know, get a pick and some yardage, or a fumble and a scoop and some yardage, or whatever it is. Do you think, by the way, do you think he's like embarrassed about his middle name?
Ooh.
Like, his Wikipedia page just says Nicholas Casario.
But also, he's not so public that you would have to have his middle name somewhere. You know what I mean?
But most people, he would put it out there, right? You'd know it.
Yeah.
Somewhere you would find it. Maybe he had it scrubbed.
Or do he have a middle name?
Or maybe he
might be
one
of those folks. Nah, man, I don't know that you Italian of that descent. Yeah. You don't got a middle name.
His middle name has got to be his grandfather's name or something.
Right. I'd gamble that he has 2 middle names before I gamble that he has no middle name.
I'm going to get his freaking birth certificate.
Somebody said it's probably Nicholas Joseph. Somebody said Nicholas Patriot Casario. Mm-hmm. Somebody said Nicholas Cage Casario.
Nicholas Cage. That's it. That's why he's embarrassed.
And I like this one that comes in from the 832. As we continue to ask the question, if you
Nicholas
just
Cage.
if you can only pick one, what thing would you like to see different from the Texans that would help them win this football game come Monday? And from the 8-3-2, they go 3 20-plus-yard plays in the game.
Good luck with that.
Explosives.
Yeah.
But this actually, we talked about it with CJ. This offense doesn't feel like it's geared towards it, but you probably need to find some explosives somewhere, especially because it's like it feels like it's more of a matriculate down the field type offense.
Yeah, and I don't mean to bash too hard. They're going to have explosive plays.
Just well, you certain?
Because well, not as
yeah,
much.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
But, hey, I was the first one in yeah. this room anyway that said, "Hey, this offense isn't gonna be what."
And you're not
like.
Keeping up. We done passed you.
Like it's gonna be run, you know, easy pass, safe pass. What I am saying though is part of that is ultimately 2-3 times a game, maybe you pull it out. You know, you pull it out and you take that one shot down the field. Should I not have said that?
Sometimes you gotta pull out the chug, man.
That one was too far. I'm gonna have you.
What you talking about?
You sound like you got a law firm right now. You need to calm down.
Did Miko want more chub? What you talking about?
He did. That's on the record.
From the 8-3-2, it's clearly Nicholas DeForest Caserio.
Yeah.
Nicholas Dante Antonio Caserio. That does feel right.
Gambino.
We might be leaning too much into the Italian.
They're leaning heavily into that.
It's just gonna be
it's
like
probably some Michael
Nicholas Matthew. All right, so let's go ahead and set our final ruling. How are we feeling? Because we threw some things out here: clean football, touchdowns. You threw out turnovers.
Mm-hmm. It's
explosives. Just well, get Nico the ball.
It's just Nico. Just get Nico. I don't know how explosives get him 9 touches.
I was going to mention. How y'all feel about just getting the ball out quick?
Well, they tried to do that, and the thing about getting the ball out quick is it sounds like an answer, but also. Hey, just if you're exclusively dump offs that are like 4 yards to the tight end, that's getting the ball out quick, but that's not really gonna win you a football game.
But sometimes you gotta take what you could get, man. Yeah. And it seemed like we can't force CJ keep taking these sacks and losing yards like that.
Yeah.
And just kind of looking around the league, it seemed like a lot of these quarterbacks are getting the ball out quick, man. They're not trying to air it out like that. They just getting the ball out quick.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what Stafford did.
So as a team, how are we going here? What are we selecting as our winner?
I'm going Nico. Get him 9 targets.
Are you willing to rock with Nico? Like I can't be too mad about it. I think that there's some other ones that feels right, but it might just be as simple as get Nico the ball and flourish.
Mm-hmm. I think somebody else got to beat him, man, because I think they know about everybody pretty much know about Nico. I think one of these rookie receivers got to step up a little bit.
Well, hopefully that happens. Excited to see what it looks like. Obviously, we'll be able to hear it right here on Sports Radio 610 on Monday as the home opener for your Texans is soon fast approaching. Let's see. Nicholas Nunzio, Theodore. Theodore is a nickname, our middle name.
Got to get like a copy of, you know, write one of those.
We got to find out, man.
One of those forms where it says, write your full name.
You Tangeray, know, somebody said.
Tangeray.
Sean, I know Sean probably listening. He got to text Nick Caserio and ask, man. We got to find this out before the show ends.
Yeah. The people need to know. I want to remind you, football talk and sometimes middle name talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to Figgy Fig for the mixtape. What you got for us, man?
Yeah, so I got a story about a guy who was gambling on a ship and decided to jump it.
Jump?
He jumped ship. Apparently, he owed a lot of money.
Oh, Lord.
So this sounds fun.
I got the story about this. Plus, I got a bunch of snacks or a couple snacks that are hitting the streets. Mm-hmm. And I want to know if you guys are willing to try.
Sounds great. Let's do that next.
Yes,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. And we trying to get our Pablo Torre on as we speak, man. We trying to investigate and see what the GM of the Houston Texans middle name is. But, somebody reached out to me and said they're going to try to find out.
Ooh. All right.
So hopefully
we have correspondence on it.
Yeah, hopefully we can get it before the show ends. But
Nicholas for right, Esquire Casario.
You got to go through his garbage and see what the old mail says.
Yeah.
Is that a felony?
Maybe.
I think that's a felony.
It might be. But for right now, we're going to roll with Nicholas Cage Casario.
Yeah, that's the best
I
one.
I guess, yeah, until we find out his real name.
From the 832, Nicholas Denzel Casario. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody said Nicholas Olufemi Casario. I was like, he don't got a Nigerian middle name. Yeah. I bet that
would be hilarious if he did.
I would throw myself off of this chair if that was what it was.
Y'all might be related at that point.
Me and my cousin.
Cousin.
Anywho, we'll get to that later on. But a silly criminal right here, man. So just imagine a man who is on a Royal Caribbean cruise ship.
So he decided, was partying.
Yeah.
So. Royal Caribbean, huh? See, if you're talking about someone acting up on a cruise ship, I thought it would be Carnival.
Oh, I was thinking Carnival. Yeah, Carnival is known as the big...
Party. Yeah, pretty much. But, so apparently a guy decided to jump off the ship because he had a gambling debt of $16,700. And so we're going to go to Cruise News Today, who kind of keep up with all the news stories that drama that happens on cruise ships.
There's a Cruise News Network?
It is.
Why have I not been watching this?
Yeah, so
bet that is incredible.
Hey, here's the Cruise News Today with the story.
A Royal Caribbean passenger is facing federal charges after jumping overboard in San Juan, Puerto Rico to avoid more than $16,000 in gambling debt. Yeah, authorities say that Jay Gonzalez Diaz leapt from Rhapsody of the Seas during debark in San Juan. He was quickly picked up by a jet ski boat and arrested near the Capitol building. Officials say he carried nearly $15,000 in cash, multiple cell phones, and five different IDs, including one belonging to his incarcerated brother. He's charged with failing to report large amounts of cash entering a U.S. territory and has since been released on bail. This is the second person jumping off a Royal Caribbean ship in the past 2 months.
Wait, what?
Well, remember, the other one was a heroic story, wasn't it? The kid fell in the water.
Oh, I don't recall.
I don't remember
at all.
That.
You remember that the kid fell in the water and the dad jumped in, and then
Shout
they ended
the
up
pops.
Saving him. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
But that's a long jump too. Them things are giant.
Baby. Yeah, very long jump. By the way, he is facing $250,000 fine, and he can face up to 5 years in prison. So
you know that report. I'm glad you played. What is it? Cruise News.
Yeah, it was Cruise News Today on YouTube.
That changed my whole attitude. I thought this was just a really sad case of a desperate guy that went into debt and didn't know how to pay and jumped off and now faces criminal charges. No, this dude is a criminal.
No, he's a criminal.
Yeah, this dude is a criminal.
And he tried to dip out on that debt.
Like, sounds like he's done it before or
done
something similar.
Yeah, especially he got the I don't want to say the fake passport or whatever it was.
But brother. He said he had his brothers, which that feels like a real oversight here, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you can't have the fake passports, but then
like three. So one of them, I guess, was his brothers.
Yeah, that's phony right there.
Yeah,
but I mean, like, that is a trail. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. At least if you're going to have fake ones, just have all fake ones so that they can't tie you back to who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
It's like fake, but this one will get you this. You'll figure out who I am real quick with this one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, man, I guess now I lost all sympathy. Yeah.
I lost all sympathy.
Yeah, he owe even more now than if he would have just stayed on the play. Maybe he was just running from something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe it was more than just the money.
We got more?
You got more names?
Sorry, bro. Someone said Nicholas Percival. Someone said his middle name is Carmen. And my personal favorite right now from the 281, Nick at Night Casario. Why are you like this?
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah. So I want to ask y'all this. So we got a couple snacks that's kind of, I guess hitting the shelves, I guess, or the freezers in this case. So I want to know if you would try this. Would you try this new sunscreen flavor ice cream?
What does sunscreen taste like?
Who is this for?
Yeah, what does sunscreen taste like?
That's why I want to know. I use it a little bit, but not enough to taste it. But so apparently Carnival Cruises, we just brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
Carnival Cruises and Van Loen teamed up with to make this happen. And it's pretty much the flavors of vanilla with notes of coconut and salt, and it got a salty kick.
Like
to
the
it.
Salted caramel or something like that.
I guess so.
Well, that's not sunscreen. They're just calling it that.
I guess they just calling it sunscreen. Yeah. And People Magazine apparently got their hands on this, and they say it was surprisingly good. So is this something you would be interested in?
The vanilla, coconut, and salt actually sounds pretty good, but the name is not hitting.
Yeah,
sunscreen flavored ice cream.
Yeah, I don't understand where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they have like some type of coconut vanilla sunscreen or whatever.
Yeah,
I think it's just supposed to be something cute to kind of give you the effect of vacation. But that would be in fact, it was incredibly off-putting. Sunscreen, but who does it? Reminds me of the people or like the kind of like the stunt marketing of doing some random flavor of like Mountain Dew, like Cheeto Mountain Dew, just to like get your attention. Because nobody actually wants this, right?
Or garlic ice cream.
Ugh, yes.
Garlic pepper ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
What about this one? I think everybody might be on board with this one. Girl Scout, they got a new cookie coming out. And it is Rocky Road inspired.
Okay.
So this cookie is called Explore Moors.
Explore Moors. I like that.
That's a good name.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, you down to try that one?
Hell yeah. Rocky Road?
Yeah, Rocky Road.
All about it.
I mean, I definitely want to try it because that gives me another option when I get accosted going in to buy groceries by the Girl Scouts.
Are we getting close to that time again?
I'd never remember. It always sneaks up on me. I'm
March
like, damn it.
Something?
I'm
Yeah. So this time you ain't got to kind of hide and run to your car.
You're still going to have to hide because they're going to be hitting you like five times in a week.
Yeah, that's right.
You can still go to them and be like, I want to try that new cookie y'all got.
Well, now that, yes.
That's a reason to go up to the table and not try to act like y'all broke boys.
When was the last time they broke out a new cookie, though? Like, they keep it real to the.
I think it's been a while because this is kind of a bigger deal now.
January through April.
Okay.
Is cookie
January through
group,
April.
So
you got a little time.
Football season.
Yeah.
You got a little time.
Thin Mint is the answer, by the way.
Nah, I'm with. What's the peanut butter one again? I'd be forgetting the name of it. But the peanut butter one is my favorite.
All right. So the last one, this one comes with a question. It's a personal situation that happened to me. So Reese's and Oreos got a collab. I don't know if you guys seen this.
I'm listening.
Yeah, definitely listening.
Yeah, so they had created an Oreo cookie with Reese's in the middle of it. So just like a regular Oreo cookie with the Reese's flavor in that.
Hell yes.
They also created a Reese's cup with the Oreo flavor in the middle.
Actually, the more I thought about it, I was like, I don't like Oreos that much. So
this context, I like the Oreo in the Reese's cup sound. It sounds better. More chocolatey on the outside with the peanut butter. Yeah.
I'm intrigued by both of them, to be honest. Like, I'm down to get them.
Mm-hmm. I'll try them if somebody already has them. What I realized, my brain was like, huh, that sounds interesting. And then I thought, you know what I'd rather have? Just a Reese's cup. I think I just want that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this conversation popped up because I was talking to my wife, and she have a cousin here. And she told me about this this flavor because I didn't know anything about it. And so my wife's cousin decided, she heard about this, She decided to pre-order the snack.
Pre-order a cookie.
Ain't no
or
way.
Whatever
that,
it is.
Yeah, yeah. Ain't no way. Is that too far?
Yes.
Yes, that's too much.
Because, look, I'm the one that I pre-ordered a damn digital game that was going to be there regardless.
Different. Yeah.
And I was upset about that. But I never heard nobody pre-order a snack. Did that kind of tell you, well, all you need to know?
You're pre-ordering a Reese's peanut butter
The fact that they have it available to pre-order is insane.
My mouth hit the ground like, what?
What's the advantage to pre-ordering? Do they give you anything special or get the cookies?
I never even thought about pre-ordering anything food related like that.
I would just
go in the store to see if it's not there.
Get something else.
Yeah, I just maybe go to another store. Yeah. But I never thought about pre-ordering a pack of Oreos.
I don't even pre-order concert tickets. You know, like when you try
to
get
on will call every time?
When you try to get on that some lists and stuff to get there early. I don't even do that. Like, I can wait, man. I don't even go through all that stuff, and they have all my information and all that stuff.
And see, I would understand that, though.
Yeah,
I would understand. Sure. I would understand that. I just never. I'm like, she pre-ordered a snack?
Yeah, I wasn't going to say it because I'm trying to be more respectful, but when Retro Ren said it, I was like, it is Big Bactivities. You're very right.
The only
thing I'm thinking about is it would be cool to like not have to think, oh, okay, it's out. Let me go get it if it just shows up to your door.
Mm-hmm.
But even still, I would feel bad.
A pre-order is a pre-order,
I would
man.
Feel bad.
Yeah, nah, I would probably go to the store to get it the day it drop. Like, I feel like that's different, but if it's not even out, I'm like, oh, I'm paying for it before it's even out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I'm back, right? Like, I cannot justify paying for food well before I eat it.
Right.
Like that messes with my brain.
It's not even, it ain't even hit the streets yet.
Mm-hmm.
You paying for it.
That's crazy.
By the way, did you say Nick Elodian Casario?
We're getting real wild with the weird ones because somebody said Nick Knack Paddywhack Casario. I'm like, all right, we're doing a lot here as we were still guessing what we believe Nick Casario's middle name to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. I don't think we talked about this, but somebody actually won the Powerball.
Was one of them in Texas?
No.
What? Really?
Yeah. I heard one was in Texas, and I think one is in Missouri.
Yeah, I saw the one that was $8. In the middle of the...
Did
you actually play it?
I bought a ticket. Really? Okay. I bought a five, you know, the little five thing, and one of them was $8.
So you up three?
No, I'm down like 25.
Oh.
Yeah, so somebody won over the weekend,
mm-hmm.
and before the winner was announced and all that stuff, a news station caught up with a lady in Alabama,
mm-hmm.
and I guess she was coming out the gas station.
I like her.
And they asked her, hey, what would you do if you won that $1 billion or whatever they was giving out?
I'll tell you exactly what I'd do with the first $70 million. I'd pay off Kalen DeBoer and get him the heck out of the University of Alabama, and then I'd take whatever else it took to get rid of the AD. So I'd give him a church money, I don't know how much of what I'd have, you know, after I paid my taxes. But I'm sure I'd have plenty with this kind of deal. But I know I'm not going to win. I just hope I win some scratch-offs.
Roll damn time. Man. I love that. Man.
I wish she would have won.
Her priorities are all straight.
She says
first and foremost,
she wanted to get the coach out and the AD before she get the money to God.
She was like, and then I'm gonna make sure I break Jesus off right quick. But first, we got to get the first things first, which is get Kalen DeBoer up out of here. Get the AD out of here. And she's like, I will also pay my taxes. I want you to understand.
Yeah, that was the first. Look, I'm going to play this again real quick.
I'll tell you exactly what I'd do with the first $70 million. I'd pay off Kalen DeBoer and get him the heck out of the University of Alabama. And then I'd take whatever else it took to get rid of the AD. So I'd give him a church money.
Then I'd give the church money.
I don't know how much of what I'd have.
See, that's where you're wrong. She did give to her church first. Alabama football, baby.
That's right. Yeah.
that is her church.
You know what I also love? On top of everything else that she said that makes me certain that she is 100% real and not BSing, she knew the exact buyout dollar. She was like $70 million to contractually get him out of here.
She looked like a sweet lady, too.
She is. She sounded very.
She
didn't cuss
her
once.
Football.
Yeah.
She didn't cuss once.
She said, I get him the heck out of here and the AD, whatever that costs.
She didn't even throw in a roll damn tide in there.
And then I give a little something to my church and taxes and all that stuff.
And the best part about it is she's so serious that she's like, I don't even know if I have any money left. Yeah, like she's like, I will use the whole thing. I'll use it all up. We got to get this Bama football right.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. And get y'all out of here real quick. Salute to Wade Phillips, man. Hey. Houston legend, all that good stuff. Apparently, he was kind of in a situation on social media.
I saw this.
And Lopez, you talked about the Carrie Underwood, the fake story.
Yeah.
Apparently, it was another fake story going around about old Wade Phillips. I think this popped up on Facebook, pretty much saying Broncos legendary coach. I hate that part. I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah.
H-Town, man.
Yeah.
But it said former Broncos head coach Wade Phillips has passed away, blah, 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 blah. So somebody on Twitter decided to tag him and said, at son of bum, you good, fam? Wade Phillips decided to reply and said, a sick and cruel person sent this false information on me. Me and my family and friends are very upset. Why would anyone want to do this? I am in good health and I feel great except for this.
Went and made him mad. They really shouldn't have done that.
I appreciate the guy that said, you good, fam?
Yeah, the quick social media well check. Yeah. And I would have loved if he was just like, yeah, dog.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, what happened? No, but more than anything, I'm actually just happy that he's here.
Yeah, like, exactly.
In a weird way, it made me happy to be like, oh, yeah, that's right. We still got Wade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so salute to Wade Phillips, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And yet another fantastic edition of Figgy's Mixtape. All right, Nicholas Hingle McCringleberry Cassette. Come on. Nicholas the Thessalonians. Come on now.
Nicholas Aaron Casario.
All right.
Nicholas Popsqually Casario.
Y'all are losing it at this point. Y'all are wilding. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive who are out on location at the Buffalo Wild Wings. I believe that's out there on Tomball Parkway. So let's catch up with the fellas. But before we do that, what happened to all the patient ABs that the Houston Astros had been taking? Let's discuss that next. From the 832, Nicholas Jalen Casario, because that would explain the draft choices.
He loves some Jalens.
I did not anticipate this going this way, but and now because we've talked about it, we have to do the legwork, and we're efforting one of the least important Texans pieces of information. What is the general manager's middle name?
I'm digging into some old resources.
I bet you are. he's using his network.
Pablo Torre,
he was at a Capital J journalist for real. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us. The fun will continue to roll on. The fellas of the drive out at the Buffalo Wild Wings. And, of course, I have to give you the address to make sure that you get there right. That's it specifically. That's right. That is the address.
I see Lisa McDowell out there.
That's right. It's 17195 Tomball Parkway in Houston. So go out and see the fellas.
8507.
Get you some wings.
Queens Boulevard.
Get you some fries. Get you a beer and hang out with the drive. Before we get there, though.
I wish that address was in Houston.
Get you the Big Mick.
we'd be up there all day. Whoever owned that in Houston would hate us. They would despise it because we'd be up there all the time. We were talking about the Astros earlier. Obviously, they got the 3-2 victory. and we were just kind of talking about some of the, who we would trust, and just thinking about all those things. At one point, we got to a place where we were asked ourselves, wait, what happened to the Astros' patient at bats? I think it was someone who had texted, was like, can you talk about the fact that, you know, the guys in running with runners in scoring position, they're just not getting, they're not bringing those runners in. And mm-hmm. one of the things I was thinking about is just like, it feels like that approach has gone away from what was clearly one of the big points of emphasis for mm-hmm. for Joe Espada this season. Why do you think that is, John Lopez?
I think the biggest reason is injuries, to be honest, and even more specifically, Isaac Paredes. Leadership, patient at-bats, really set the tone early and was good at it, and it kind of fed down from there. You know, there are a lot of players, you know, especially Jose Altuve, a free-swinging guy, that is actually doing okay. You know, okay. Not great. Okay.
I was looking at my tried and true.
He has a lot of walks, doesn't he?
I need to double check that because that is fair. But I was looking at my tried and true baseball savant.
No, he swings at pitches he likes, but he, you know, if he does get some walks, you know, here and there.
So. And I was looking at his whiff percentage, particularly at the zones below the plate, whether it's inside or outside, and compared to the 2023 and 2024 seasons where he was like in the 30s, his whiff percentage is 47 and 40%. Respectively this year. So the whiff percentage outside of the zone low has actually ticked up, even if, as I'm checking right now, even if you're right in remembering that his walks have gone up, which would be a really interesting dichotomy there. But I think you're right. I think injuries did affect it. You talked about Isaac Paredes, who is the most patient of the guys who they had on this roster to start the season. Him having, losing him to injury. I think Christian Walker was supposed to be one of those guys as well that you were leaning on to help
stabilize it.
He started pressing, and just even if he wasn't, he has not been all that useful all the way across, at least as useful as you would have hoped. Another guy who had been pretty good was Cam Smith. He's been kind of rough.
Jake Myers
was helpful. And I think as much as we were seeing some progress from some of those other guys that we talk about, like Altuve getting better, I think it was a lot of those guys that were there carrying a majority of the load, and then the minor improvements that you were getting from someone like an Altuve would add in. But then on top of that, I think there was an added consequence of having injuries, which was the guys who remained when those other guys were injured now felt the pressure of having to generate offense with less guys that you felt comfortable scoring runs. And so they ended up being a little less patient, a little bit more aggressive, and now you end up with a team that feels like they're just swinging away.
And Yordan, you know, he's often walked kind of wink-wink, unintentionally, intentionally, which makes it easier to get walks, obviously. But his eye is great. His ability to hit the other way, you know, last night was a great example of going the other way. He has a good eye, and he's back, and he was out for a while. So I think it's a combination of that. On Altuve, it's interesting. Did you get him?
51 walks this year compared to 47 last year and 44 in the year prior. And there's still, 17 games to go.
That ties in with what I was going to say.
Yes.
Not to be asinine or anything, but...
What up, PC? We see you, big dog.
Doesn't it also speak to he's getting more walks, so he's, you know, he's being able to recognize pitches better, but he has a high whiff rate? What do those two things kind of tell you late in the season when he's batting, 204 in the last 6 weeks?
What are you intimating here?
Bat speed.
Yeah?
It's bat speed.
So if it, like, you know, he's willing to go out of the zone, and when he's able to catch it, it's all right. But when he's not, it's just, this is problematic.
I'm very curious on some of the advanced analytics, and I have not looked at it on just bat speed, et cetera, which is really, really in the weeds. But
that's where I live.
Yeah, but he's getting more walks, so his eye has not gotten done anything. In fact, it's gotten a little better. But and I'm looking at the numbers, right now. He's batting 204 with a 642 OPS, 12 RBI, and 11 base hits, extra base hits since July 31st. That's 6 weeks, man. We're right at it. We're going right close to it. So the whiff rate tells you maybe it's just late in the season, older guy, maybe it's bat speed.
I'll have to check that here in a second when I can pull it up, but all around, it feels like that also, and somebody said bench him. I don't know. I don't know. I know for certain that that's just something that you're not going to be able to do. He matters so much to you as a club, as an organization, and still, honestly, as a team. But is this one of those things that gives you pause with this team? Like, is this part of the reason why you've had such a rough go of it as you've kind of gotten a little bit down the stretch here?
I don't know how much of it is really going to be, you know, they're not really having a good eye for the zone as much as just, and they tie together, but as much as just, you know, slumps in some bad spots. You know, they're slumping in some bad spots. And, of course, you know, you can't forget pitching and all that stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll have to see how that continues to go. Some baseball is right around the corner for your Astros as they go for try and win the series versus the Blue Jays. But also what's right around the corner, and it's over on off Tomball Parkway. That's not quite it. Tomball Parkway up there in Houston. It's the Fellas of the Drive. It's Clint. It's Ron. Fellas, what's popping?
What's good? We are not at the Black Awareness rally, but we are here at Buffalo Wild Wings.
I ain't come here to preach today, but you know why.
Thank you, Reverend Brown.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.